Okay, today's daf is Sukkah daf Memches. Sukkah Memches, and today's daf is about a number of different topics. There are a number of Mishnayos here on Amud Aleph, but we're going to focus on the first one, the mitzvah of Simchas Yantif. Says the Mishnah, Hahalel vahasimcha shmona ketzad. Remember the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak had the whole list of different mitzvos, a way to try to remember, you know, which mitzvos are for how many days. Lula v'arava with shisha v'shiva. Halal v'simcha, it's the second group. Shmona. Halal and simcha are for 8 days, meaning including Shmini Atzeres, including the last day, which the Gemara on top calls a regel b'fnei atzmo regarding Pazar Kashav. Right, we had a lum this year about that a few months ago, I think in Maseches Yuma, Pazar Kashav. But today we'll talk about Simchas Yantif. Ketzad, what does it mean halal and simcha are for 8 days? Shachayev adam b'halal b'simcha u'bekaved yantif ha'achron shel chag kishar kol yimos ha'chag. 8 means there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yantif throughout the holiday, including the 8th day. Including Shmini Atzeres, there is a mitzvah of Simchas Yantif. Rashi, Simcha, Shalmei Simcha. Simcha specifically here might just mean the Karbanos, the Karbana of Shalmei Simcha that has to do with Simcha in the base of Megdash. V'Halel, Ligmar Sahalel, to say complete Halel. So we know Pesach, we do not say complete Halel after the first day or two. But the mitzvah of Simcha applies throughout. Says the Gemara Minani Mili. How do I know? How do I know what? What exactly is the question? So Rashi explains the question. Minani Mili, de Shmini Chayev Simcha. How do I know that even Shmini Atzeres has the mitzvah of Simchas Yantif? Right? It's funny for us. We think Shmini Atzeres, that's the ultimate, that's Simchas Torah. Right? That's the greatest Simcha. But the Gemara asks halakhically, how do you know why? Tahalok Siv Bebehedya. Because it does not say explicitly Simcha in the Torah by Shmini Atzeres, Ela b'shivas yimei chag. It says it by Sukkos, by the 7 days, dichsiv, because the pasuk says in Re'ei, chaga Sukkos ta'aselecha, v'gomer, v'samach lei, v'samachta b'chagecha. So Simchas Yantif is by Sukkos. It doesn't say it specifically by Shmini Atzeres. How do you know it is included? Says the Gemara, the Tanur Rabbanan, v'yisa ach sameach. What is that word, ach? Sometimes it's used to include, sometimes it's used to exclude. So here it's used to include. L'rabos leili yantav achron. To include the night of Shmini Atzeres, leili yantav achron. That's what it includes for Simchas Yantif. Says Rashi, L'simcha shalafanav l'cholulo im shivas hayamim. She is b'chshlamim b'shvii. So you can bring the karbanos on the 7th day and eat it on the 8th day. And once the night is included, says Rashi, the day then is also included. Because the night is always somewhat secondary to the day. We know covered Shabbos, covered Yom, and covered Laila. Says Rashi, V'kima this Rabbi, Lili Yadav Achron, Shehu Tafel, once we include the night of Shmini Atzeres for Simchas Yantif, Kal V'chomer Hayom, Shehu Iker, Shechayiv, B'simcha. Right, that is the limud. Rashi says the other nights don't have to be included. Of course, they're included. Shara Leilos Lo Tzvichi L'Ribuye. Back to the Gemara for a minute. O Einu Ela Yadav Rishon. Maybe, who says that the Ach includes the night of Shmini Atzeres? Maybe you need a limud to include the first night of Yantif. Yantif Rishon, says the Gemara, Keshihu Omer Ach, Chilek. No, we say Ach, we're Mechalek, and therefore, no, there's no Pashas, there's no Simchas Yantif, the first night. Umar Isa L'Rabbos Lili Yantif Achron L'Hotzi Lili Yantif Rishon. Why do I include the night of Shmini Atzeres for Simchas Yantif, and not the first night of Yantif, the first night of Sukkos? Marba ani leili yadav achron she simcha lefanav, because Shmini Atzeres is coming off of simcha, coming off of days of simcha. The previous days had simcha, so it just flows into the night afterwards. Umotzi ani leili yadav harishon she ain simcha lefanav, and I exclude the first night, which does not have any simcha before it. Rashi, one more Rashi, va'ashmeinan shetzarech lizboach shlamim erev yantif l'simcha laila rishon v'lo binan zvicha b'shah simcha. Or maybe should I include laila yantif rishon? So that's Rashi. The question is, so there's no simchas yantif on the night of the first night of yantif? What exactly is the maskan of the Gemara after the dust settles? How do we understand this halacha? If you look at the Rambam discusses this in Hilchas Yantif. Let's look at the Rambam in the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch in the Sefer HaMitzvos. But no, let's get into this by just asking a question, and then we'll get into the topic of Simchas Yantif. You read the Gemara, it sounds like there's no Simchas Yantif on the first night of Yantif. You only include Shmini Atzeres, not the first night. So, A, what does that mean? There's no Simchas Yantif? That's the night that we have a chiyuv to sit in the sukkah. Let's say the first night of Sukkos. The Eidah Kazayis in the sukkah. So that's a separate din? Tesvav, we learned it from Be'erav Toch L'Matzos, we learned the Gzeir Shava, but there's no mitzvah of Simchas Yantif. The Shagas Aryeh asks a more halachic question, and that is, not just where's the Simcha, but what about Avelos? We know the halacha is that Avelos and Simchas Yantif cannot coexist. If somebody is sitting Shiva, if somebody is sitting is in Shloshim before Yantif, so then Yantif breaks Avelos. It breaks Avelos. Shabbos does not break Avelos, right? Shabbos, there's always part of Shiva. But Yantif breaks Avelos. Why? Because they can't coexist. Rav Soloveitchik has a Yartzeit Shir about this, where he talks about, it's not just about actions, Simchas Yantif and Avelos. Because the actions should be able to overlap. I could sit on the floor and eat meat, right? Why shouldn't those overlap? Right, I could be an Avel and be Besimcha and go through the motions of Simchas Yantif together. The answer is no, because Simchas Yantif and Avelos are both Kiyumim Shebalev. They're both about existential feelings connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu or feeling distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, that's the experiences that we're supposed to feel, and that those can't coexist. The Torah cannot demand the opposite feelings that we're supposed to have. And that's why, right when Yantav starts, Avelos is broken. The Chiyuvim of Avelos is broken. Even if it's hard, if somebody dies an hour before Yantav, you know, it might be very challenging. But at least the Torah can't demand opposites. That's the Shagas Aryeh's Kasha in Simen Samaches. If we're telling that there's no Simchas Yantav on the first night of Yantav, so why don't we have Avelos? And in the morning it'll be broken. But we know it's broken on the night of. Especially if Avelos is Daraisa. Especially if Avelos is Daraisa, according to some, right? We say maybe only day of death, day of burials, so maybe it might not come up. But says the Shagas Aryeh, V'isvirli dilili yantif rishon ein mitzvah simcha noig b'menat Torah ele midrabanan. Heichi us, if you're going to tell me that simchas yantif, like it sounds like from our Gemara, there's no simchas yantif Daraisa, maybe only drabanan. Heichi us, yasei drabanan v'dachi lavelos v'kumvasei l'man damar yom misa tovis lele minat Torah. Some say that the day of Avelos is also the night after the day of death and burial. That's the Shagas Aryeh's question. If the Gemara says that no Simchas Yantif, why isn't there Avelos? That's the kasha. So let's go back for a minute to the mitzvah of Simchas Yantif. The Vilna Gaon is known to have said that this is one of the hardest mitzvahs of the year. Simchas Yantif, to be happy for 7 days without getting upset and no disappointments, no headaches. That's a challenging mitzvah. The Sefer HaChinuch, based on the Rambam, counts it, as we know, as a separate mitzvah Aseh Daraisa. Besides all of the mitzvahs, specific mitzvahs of the day, we have the mitzvah of Simchas Yantif, the Sefer HaChinuch in Taf Peches, L'smoach B'Regalim, Sh'ne'emar V'samachta B'Chagecha. V'inyan HaRishon HaRomos B'Simchazu, the first inyan is Sh'nakriv Shlomim Al Kalpanim B'Beis HaBechira. Part of Simchas Yantif is bringing special karbanos and eating special karbanos in the Beis Hamikdash. Kini shekasav esavakta shlamim v'hadar esamakta bechagecha. That's the general definition. But interesting, the Yireim, one of the Bali Atosvis, Rav Lazar B'Metz, the Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam, counts two mitzvahs for Simchas Yantif. Two mitzvahs. Why two mitzvahs? The mitzvah of the Sefer Yireim says in Tav Chav Zayin, Simcha begimel regalim. Yizbarach Shem Yotzreinu Netzach Tziva Sheyismichu Yisrael Begimur Regalim. The Chesed Pachas Re'ei Anochi V'yasisa Chag Shavuos L'Hashem Alakecha V'Samach L'Vnei Hashem Alakecha U'B'Chag Asukas V'Samach L'Vachagecha V'Chag Hamatzos L'Masidu Simcha Avomasidu Gzeir Shava. Right, you see Gzeir Shava in Masech HaShabbos that you learn from Masech HaSukas. So Tov Chav Zayin, he casts the mitzvah of Simchas Yantif, and then again in Reish Chav Zayin, Samach Levi Ger Yasom Ba'Almana. V'tekayim asher tziva b'parches re'ei anochi l'smoach u'l'sameach b'moadim. T'chziv v'asis l'Hashem l'kecha. T'chziv b'parches he v'samach l'v'nei Hashem l'kecha. Ato mincho b'itecha v'avcha l'masecha. So ask the Achronim, why does he quote two mitzvahs? It's one mitzvah of Simchas Yantif. Why would you count two mitzvahs of Simchas Yantif? So says Reb Chaim. Says Reb Chaim, this is printed in the Grach al Hashas in Simen Samaches, to answer both questions. Why would the Yireim have two different mitzvahs? And the Shagas Aryeh's Kasha on our Gemara, what happened to the Avelos? If there's no Simchas Yantif on the first night, then how can you say that Avelos is broken? So Reb Chaim says, there are two types of Simchas Yantif. Of course there's Simchas Yantif on the first night of Sukkos. It's Yantif! And we're eating, and we're enjoying. Of course there's Simchas Yantif on the first night of Sukkos. So what is the Gemara talking about, that there's no Simchas Yantif? So the Gemara says in Psachim Daf Kuftes, Tanya, Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, Bizman, Shebeis HaMikdash Hayakayam, Ein Simcha Ela Babasar. When we had a Beis HaMikdash, Simcha is Karbanos. Shenemar V'Zavachta Shlomim V'Yachalta Sham. So it goes from Zvicha Shlamim right into Simcha. V'yachshav, says the Gemara, Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayam, Ein Simcha Ela B'Yayin. We still have wine. Not Nisach HaYayin, but we have wine to drink. And the Gemara continues, Chayev Adam L'Samech Ishto Banav Beregel. It's a mitzvah to be Misameach, one's family on Yantif. U'bameh Misamcham, how? Anashim B'Roi Elohim, men, whatever they enjoy. Nashim Baroi Lahem, women, whatever they enjoy, big feet savodin, nice clothing. Mashma, the calls are daraisa. It sounds like, says Reb Chaim, that everything's daraisa, the karban and the sameach ishto beregel. Says Reb Chaim, there are two types of parts of simcha, karban related and personal related, Beis HaMikdash related and bias related. There's a mitzvah of Simchas Yantav related to the Karban. That's the issue in our Gemara. Whether that Simchas Yantav applies the first night. Because after all, the first night is following Erev Yantav. And you can't bring Karbanas by night. So that's the issue. To bring a Karban on Erev Yantav, to eat it on Yantav, does that count for the mitzvah of Simchas Yantav related to Karbanas? You are makrib this Karban on Yantav. So by Karban Pesach, that's a special din. Special din to be makriv the Karban Pesach before the holiday and then eat it on the holiday. Because Erev Pesach is a special day, it's called Pesach in the Torah. Pesach Lashem. The 7-day holiday is Chag HaMatzos. So there's a special halacha of being makriv the Karban Pesach before what we call Pesach and then eating it on Pesach. But what about the Shlamim, the Shalmei Simcha? Are we makriv those beforehand and eat it the night of? Does that count enough for the mitzvah? That's the issue of the Gemara. Maybe the first night of Yantif doesn't have the mitzvah of Simchas Yantif Lagabi the Beis HaMikdash. But the other type of Simchas Yantif, which is us being happy and doing things that I like and eating things that I like and enjoying my family and enjoying the Yantif, that for sure applies on the first night. Asher Lefizeh, Nira Lomar, says Reb Chaim, Hadam Rinan Besukah Debalele Yantif Rishon Lekachi of Simcha, Mishum Deleka Simcha Lefanov, because there's no Simcha the day before, no Marak Ledina Simcha de Karbanos. That has to do with the simcha related to the karbanos, related to the mikdash. Ach lagabe din simcha bidvarim shalchol. But regarding the din of simcha, that has to do with other activities. Vayinu yayin vikni tzivonim, wine, nice clothing. Lo nomar haitzna de simcha lefanav. There's no such condition that you need simcha the day before. V'shaber chayev b'layla harishon shal yantif. B'din simcha hasheni v'u simcha de yayin u bigdei tzivonim. And that is the... and that is the beer, and again, he continues. It doesn't matter if you have Simcha the day before, it's just the day of. And those are the two mitzvahs of the Yireim. The mitzvah of the Yireim, he has one related to Beis HaMikdash, one related to the Karban, and the other one related to the personal elements that one is besimcha at home. And that answers the Shagas Aryeh's Kasha. The Shagas Aryeh asked, what do you mean? How could an Avelus be knocked out? There's no Simcha, the Gemara says. The answer is, of course there's Simcha. Of course, there's simcha. You don't need the simcha of the Beis HaMikdash to knock out the avelos. Even the personal simcha, simcha type 2, that also knocks out the avelos as well. Reb Chaim also talks about this. He gives pshat to a medrash, a yalkut in Pinchas. We'll just read it, and then we'll get back to the other part that I wanted to discuss. Shmini atzeres mainihu kol shivas yemei achag Yisrael terudim bekarbanoseihem shel umos haolam. All the 7 days of Sukkot, says the yalkut, we're bringing karbanos l'shem all the other nations. Right, the 70 umos. V'kivan sheyatzu shivas yemei achag amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu liYisrael ani v'atem nismach yachad. Now it's time for us to be happy. Ve'eino matriach aleichem harbe el par echad. We know all the karbanos, right, are much less. It's not in the cycle. We just had that in Parzar Kashav. V'kivat shasham Yisrael kach. And once Bnei Yisrael hear this, that they're going to have a special time with Hashem, hischilu makalsin laKadosh Baruch Hu ba'omrim ze ayom asa Hashem nagila v'nisbechavo. Talking about Shmini Atzeres. Amar Abi Avin v'yadayin einonu yodim emelus moach im baKadosh Baruch Hu o bayom. What does it mean nagila v'nisbechavo? In Hashem or in the Karbanos? Ubash Shlomo Piresh, Nagila V'nismecha Bach, Bakadosh Baruch Hu. What's the deeper idea? The deeper idea is that Bach, this is the second type of Simcha. It's not just the Simcha with the Karbanos. Kiva Shmini Atzeres, Samach Lachag HaSukkos, V'lo kifisha yeroi lios, akein marbina bo simcha, bishub da'avi yom simcha, shalafana, v'chulu. We can just give shot based, we're not going to go into it, based on the yesod that he just said. Okay, that's the halachic part of our discussion. Let's get into a little bit of the hashkafic part, and that is, what is simcha? What is simchas yantif when we talk about, let's say, the second part of Reb Chaim simcha? The feelings that we are supposed to, feel that we're supposed to have. Rabbi Lam, in one of his drushes, in 70 Faces, Shivim Panim, he discusses the difference between fun and happiness. Fun and happiness. He discusses that the founding fathers of America wrote in the Declaration of Independence, the pursuit of happiness. The pursuit of happiness. So, is that a Jewish value? So, Rabbi Lam explains, well, how do you define what happiness means? Happiness in the Declaration of Independence doesn't mean simcha. Right, happiness probably means fun. What Bizman Hazeh we call fun, that's what they meant by happiness, which is a very external, superficial type of good feeling. Simcha is much deeper. Simcha is much deeper. Let's just read Rabbi Lam. Serious thinkers have not always looked with favor on this phrase. Not that there is anything wrong with being happy, but they have two reservations. First, is happiness really to be the highest goal of man? Is it subordinate to or more important than, let us say, the idea of duty or respect for others or faithfulness or honor? V'chulu. Today we accept happiness as surpassingly important, for many of it is the highest value that life has to offer. But we do not simply pursue it. We are relentless, fanatical, single-minded in our hot chase of happiness. Also, we have changed the word happiness to fun. And with it has come a change in the content of our aspirations. Fun is nothing of the sort. It is escape, pure and simple. It's a matter of losing yourself consciously in a world where all tensions are released and inhibitions loosened, and the pursuit of fun has become America's chief avocation. That's not simcha. V'samachta b'chagecha. So what is simcha that the Torah demands on Yontif? And the Torah demands, really, right, there's always simchas ha-mitzvah. Right, that's the beautiful Rambam at the end of Hilchos Lulav, where the Rambam says, ha-simcha she-yismach adam ba'asiyas ha-mitzvah u-ba'avas ha-kel she-tziva bahen avoda gdolahi. That's an amazing line. The simcha that a person has when doing a mitzvah and with loving Hashem, the simcha of loving Hashem, and the simcha of doing mitzvahs, that itself is an avoda gedola. Avoda means it's not easy. Avoda means it doesn't come naturally. But it's an avoda. Avoda gedoli, that's not fun. So what exactly is happiness? So we look in the Tanakh. Who was happy in Tanakh? Famously, who does the Rambam quote in that halacha? David HaMelech. David HaMelech, remember when the Aron comes back to Yerushalayim and he dances in front of the Aron and his wife even gets upset at him. My father, Shaul, would never have done that. And David says, well, that's why I'm the king. We've discussed that conversation and the Medrash on that Pasuk in the past in Shmuel Beis Perek Vav. But David HaMelech is Mefazez u'macharker lefnei Hashem. Right? He just lets it all out. Why? He's connected and close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the feeling of simcha that he had, and that's what his dancing reflected. Yismach lev mevakshei Hashem. We say every morning. Yismach lev mevakshei Hashem. What's the definition of a yismach lev? Somebody who is mevakshei Hashem. And that's what we just said from Rav Soloveitchik earlier. The Yahrzeit Shir, right? A feeling of simchas yantif is closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avelus, a person feels distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? It was just Hester Panim in their life. They feel distant. So those inner feelings cannot coexist. But the feeling of Simchas Yantif is a feeling of connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's that Rambam that I just read, Avoda Gedolahi, and we have to make sure that we do what we can. Right? And Rabbi Lam continues, fun is fleeting, simcha is eternal. Real simcha is, of course, nothing of the sort. True joy, in the Jewish sense, is not an escape from life, but an intensification of its loftiest features. Simcha is the elevation of man, v'chulu. To enjoy the companionship of God and His gifts, that is the gist of happiness. It comes from an appreciation that in this kind of world, despite evil and sickness and suffering, there is a God who watches over us, that we do have the opportunity to vanquish evil, that there is a vibrant, active principle of holiness and purity and goodness, v'chulu. That's simcha. That's simcha. Two other notes related to this. The feeling of simcha demanded by the Torah is a goal, but it's also a means. How do we know it's a means? Also, on today's daf, one of the most unusual stories in all of Shas. Right here, we know on Memchas Mabez, if you looked at the story, where the Gemara tells the story of two heretics that were named Sason and Simcha. And they were talking to Rabbi Yavahu. Well, at first they were talking to each other, Sason and Simcha. But then the Gemara says the story, Amar Lehu Mina Deshmei Sason Rabbi Yavahu. A certain heretic named Sason said to Rabbi Yavahu, Asi Disu Timlu Li Maya Maya Da Asi. You know what? In the future, you're going to be pouring water to me. You're going to be serving me. Dechsiv Ushavte Mayim B'Sason. You're going to pour water to Sason. So the Min says to Rabbi Yavahu, you're going to pour water for me. Amar Lehu says Rabbi Yavahu, I haviksiv lisason kita ka'amrit. If it had said ukshafte mayim lisason, that would mean you pour water to me. Hashta dechsiv bisason, but now that it says in sason, so what does that mean? Rabbi Yavahu says, sorry to tell you, but mashchetahu gavra mashvinan leguda, they're going to take your skin and make it into a canteen, into a jug. Umalidan lemayin, fill it with water. And we're going to fill water bisason, with sason. Sason's going to, you know, help us out in order to fill the water. So what exactly is going on here? What is the conversation of the Min and Rabbi Yavahu? So some Bali Musar say, Sason was telling to Rabbi Yavahu that you're going to serve me, meaning the goal of life is sason. The goal of life is simcha. Isn't that the goal? So, you know, just be happy and serve me. That's what the ultimate, you know, olam haba is about. And Rabbi Yavahu says, simcha is great, but simcha is a means. Simcha is a means of feeling close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to use you to pour water in and then drink it. But we're going to use it as a means, not as an end. And that's the message of the story of Sason and Rabbi Yavahu. Whether the simcha is a means or an ends or a little of both. That's one idea. One final idea, the Otz Rosh HaTorah discusses, he quotes on Sukkot from the Sefer Sifsei Kohen. He quotes that we know the Torah Shebichsav tells us that on Sukkot we have double simcha, right? It says simcha twice, two lashonos. On Shavuos we have one lashon of simcha, and on Pesach we have no lashonos of simcha. We just learned that from Gzeirah Shavah, the Torah Shebichsav. So why is that? Why is that? So explains the Otz Rosh HaTorah, maybe the Derech Remez, these holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, reflect the three different stages of our life. Three stages of our life. Chai Olam Nechlakim L'Shlosha Chalakim. The first ones are the days of youth. Shnei Aliyah, Adam Olam Madrega, Chamadrega. Right, we go from up to up. Right, we go Mishnah and Gemara and Mitzvahs and getting married and the first stage of life, youth ends, you know, the first couple of decades. Right, he says there, that's Pesach, that's the born and birth and exciting. He says that's the there's no simcha written there because that's asupim lachemas hayetzer. A person has certain challenges when they're younger and taiva when they're younger and they're focusing on making a living and focusing on supporting a family. So that's Pesach. There's no simcha b'feirish listed. You have to have simcha, but it's not explicit. Then you have the middle years, so to speak. Esrim shana ha'emsoyim. Nikram yimei ha'amida. Middle age, as it's called. Sha'odim adam irtichas. Maybe the taiva has a little lowered a little bit level. Right, building the family and starting to realize what's important in life, but still busy. Too busy to focus only on that. You know, life has so many different pulls. So there is one simcha mentioned. Again, simcha meaning connecting deeply with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but one doesn't maybe only have the full time to do it. And finally, one gets to the, you know, later years in life, but he breaks it down into 20. So hopefully it's not later. But the later, next stage of life where one really has the proper perspective of what life's about. And after life experiences that they've been through, they realize that maybe the physical body isn't working as well as it used to be, but the spiritual faculties are most developed, and one realizes what life's about, and one realizes what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, and there's the double simcha, because we realize maybe what's the most important in life, and that's what we're able to focus on, and what we try to focus on without all the other pulls that we have in life. So that's the Pesach Shavuos Sukkot message that he adds. Again, that can be developed more, but we'll leave that for now. Again, a little discussion of Simchas Yantif. Okay, we'll stop here.